Today, we're diving deep into the world of meditation, but with a twist. We're not just exploring the practice itself, we're looking at the tools that can, like, enhance it. You've sent us a fascinating collection of info, product descriptions, customer reviews, even warranty details, all about a meditation bench from a company called Walden.
It really highlights how even ancient practices like meditation are intersecting with modern design.
Yeah.
And e-commerce. It's fascinating.
Right. You might be thinking, a bench for meditation. But hold on, because this isn't just any bench. This deep dive is going to unpack not only the Walden Seiza meditation bench's physical features, but also the philosophy behind it and the company that created it. We'll even touch on the broader world of meditation and how tools like this fit in.
It's like we're tracing a line from ancient traditions to a product you can literally order on Amazon right now.
Exactly. So let's start the basics. The Walden Seiza meditation bench is made from oak wood with a black ash finish. It has a wide seat, a top cushion, and it's angled to tilt your hips forward, designed specifically for Zen practice. It can be used both indoors and outdoors.
That angle design is key. It's meant to support the Seiza posture, a traditional kneeling position used in Zen Buddhism. Imagine kneeling on the floor. That's essentially the Seiza posture. The bench makes it more comfortable and helps maintain proper alignment, reducing strain on your knees and ankles so you can sit longer.
Makes sense. So there's a functional reason behind the design, tied to a specific meditation tradition. And speaking of specifics, this bench is available on Amazon for $298.
It's interesting how they've positioned this product, the price point.
Yeah.
The availability on a mainstream platform like Amazon, it suggests they're aiming for a wider audience, perhaps people who are new to meditation or looking for ways to enhance their practice.
Absolutely. But here's where things get really intriguing. The product description goes beyond just listing features. It uses language like stillness, composure, solace, even alluring potential. That's a lot more evocative than your typical furniture ad.
It speaks to how they're trying to create a certain perception around the bench, almost like it's a gateway to a deeper experience. They're not just selling a product, they're selling a feeling, an aspiration.
Right, and they back it up with some serious attention to detail. They talk about the bench's design being formed by two monolithic shapes coming together at their apex. They describe the three-layered matte black stain that melds with the wood's natural texture and the durable 10-ounce duck canvas cushion.
It's interesting how they use that word monolithic. It suggests a sense of permanence, of grounding, which aligns with the goals of meditation. But it also begs the question, is this just clever marketing language? Or does this design choice actually impact the user experience?
That's a great point. They're definitely playing up the craftsmanship and aesthetics. It makes you wonder how much of that actually translates into a better meditation experience.
Something to consider. Speaking of creating the right atmosphere for meditation, think about your own ideal space for practice. What kind of environment helps you find focus and calm?
That's such a good question. I think for me, it's about having a quiet space where I can dim the lights and maybe light a candle. I find natural elements like plants or even just a window with a view can really enhance my focus.
That makes sense. The environment can play a huge role in setting the stage for a successful meditation practice. There are so many different types of meditation, each with its own focus and approach. Some emphasize posture, others breath work, others visualization. And the right environment can really enhance these practices.
So, back to the Walden bench and its claims. They say it can improve posture, enhance focus,
yeah,
and even help you sit longer. Do those claims actually hold up?
Well, those claims do align with some of the broader benefits of meditation that have been supported by scientific research. Studies have shown that even a few minutes of daily meditation can have a significant impact on reducing stress levels, improving attention span, and even promoting emotional regulation.
So while the bench itself isn't inherently magical, it's interesting how it's marketed as a conduit to a deeper experience.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how they're building on that idea by creating a whole ecosystem around the bench. If you look on Amazon, the Buy It With section recommends additional items like a Zabuton meditation mat and a memory foam floor cushion.
It's like they're encouraging you to create a dedicated space for meditation, a little sanctuary, right in your own home. It's not just about the bench, but the whole sensory experience.
Right, the mat beneath you, the cushion supporting your joints, the ambiance of the space, all of these elements can work together to enhance your practice.
And speaking of the people behind this bench, the About Walden section tells us the company was founded in 2018 by Eddie Cohen and Calvin Lin after a Vipassana retreat.
That's a key detail. Vipassana is a very specific rigorous form of meditation. That emphasizes self-awareness through intense focus on bodily sensations. It's known for its long periods of silent sitting meditation.
They actually say in their story that they felt existing meditation products didn't match the importance of the practice, and that's what inspired them to create Walden.
That's such an interesting point. It suggests that their experience with Vipassana, particularly the emphasis on posture and prolonged sitting, directly influenced the design and functionality of their bench. They saw a need based on their own practice and set out to fill it.
It makes you think about how personal experience can drive innovation, even in a field as ancient as meditation. They even have a videos tab on Amazon where you can see the bench in action.
Visuals can be so helpful, especially with meditation. Where posture and form are important, you can really get a sense of how the bench is used and how it might fit into your own practice.
So, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've explored the features of the Walden meditation bench, the philosophy behind it, and how it fits into the broader context of meditation tools and practices. But here's a final thought for you. The company's founders felt a disconnect between existing products and the importance of meditation. What do you think makes a meditation tool truly exceptional? Is it about craftsmanship, functionality, aesthetics, or something deeper?
That's a great question to ponder. I think it goes beyond just the physical attributes. A truly exceptional meditation tool is one that resonates with you on a personal level and helps facilitate a deeper connection with yourself. It's about finding what supports your practice and helps you cultivate that sense of stillness and presence.
That's such a good point. It's not about finding the most expensive or the most beautiful tool, but the one that feels right for you. Maybe it's a simple cushion or a beautifully crafted bench, or even just a quiet corner in your home. The most important thing is that it helps you cultivate your practice and deepen your connection to yourself.
Exactly. And that might change over time. As you explore different meditation styles and techniques, your needs and preferences might evolve. The key is to stay open to experimentation and find what works best for you at each stage of your journey.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive. We started with a meditation bench and ended up exploring the philosophy of meditation, the role of tools, and even the personal journeys of the company's founders. It really shows how even a seemingly simple object can open up a whole world of insights.
It's a great reminder that mindfulness can be found anywhere, and that the tools we choose can play a powerful role in supporting our practice, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned meditator. I encourage you to continue exploring and finding what resonates with you.
Beautifully said. And for you listening, as you consider incorporating tools into your own practice, remember that the most valuable tool is your own commitment to the practice itself. Happy meditating, everyone.